Hi, I'm AJ Hackett from New Zealand, and I'm known as the person that introduced or popularized the bungee, or which is jumping off big structures with large rubber bands. We got a chap at the university in Auckland to help us source rubber and experiment on it and find out exactly what it could do. Once he came up with a formula, we designed a bungee cord, put it together and tested the formula out using weights, which were our equivalent to our own body weight. We threw this off a bridge and that worked. After a couple of drops, we both leapt off ourselves. I wasn't actually terrified on the first jump. I was actually very excited because we'd spent a lot of time trying to work out how to do this thing, and once we'd seen the test weights go off, we realised that we'd actually got everything right. And so the only thing left was to see what the buzz was like. And once we jumped, it was an instant hit, and we both realised we were onto something that was very rewarding emotionally, and also it was a very nice challenge. And after the first jump, we decided that we couldn't stop there, we'd have to continue on jumping from higher structures until such time as we could either discover whether it could be predictable all of the time or whether it wasn't going to be predictable. And what we soon found out was, as long as we knew the height of the structure and the weight of the person that was jumping, then everything else could be calculated. When you look at a bungee jump, it looks completely crazy. It looks like it's going to hurt and be painful, and maybe it's going to cause brain damage or something. But most of that is unbased. What we work inside of is a very controlled system, so we'll only let the bungee cord stretch a maximum of 4 times its length and a minimum of 2.5 times its length. And what that does is it works out that the G-forces involved for the person jumping are a maximum of 3 G-forces, which is only 3 times your weight. So you'll feel a little bit of pressure coming onto your body, and in fact, it's incredibly gentle. Once establishing that, we were able to do some rather interesting stuff around the world. After leaving New Zealand, I came to France and met with some chemists here who actually extruded the rubber or the latex that we use, and we spoke with them at length to find out the parameters that the rubber could work inside of as far as temperature goes. And then we experimented from cable cars in the French Alps to very large bridges. And before I left France that year, I also jumped off the Eiffel Tower, which was really the thing that opened it up to the world. Like, it was covered in many countries. The feeling starts before the jump, and depending on what you're jumping off, normally you're a little bit nervous at the beginning, so I like to check everything out, and as soon as you're in the air, then I completely relax and just enjoy the flight. The thrill for me, or the buzz, is I really enjoy a challenge and being able to work something out and then actually do it. The reward is it's a very big rush, and you get a huge kick to your self-esteem, and you buzz for quite some time, you know. And I find these days, if I'm getting a bit grouchy, the best thing for me to do is pop along to one of our bridges and have a leap, you know.